Sunset FM Music.
Down, 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 down
Grab Breakfast crew, still alive despite all the rumors. Jesus, I sound awful. I don't usually sound this awful, do I? Jay, is this microphone screwed or something? Why do I sound so shit? What's going on? Ow! Ow! That's the inevitably cool hard floor Funnelog the mini album, and that's Into the Nature. Hold on, I sound horrible. I refuse to sound as shitty. Well, maybe it's because I got a cold. Right, we have a full complement of Buzz Chart, and well, I better get this out in the open right now. I've got two rants. The first one is about heroin, and the second one is about those bastards who are slagging me on the radio during this week. Thank you to everybody who wrote and telephoned and ratted on them. They thought they were being cool and basically saying SoundCloud are finished and they'll never come up with another sixth season. All I'll blow it out your ass, home slice. Check this one, right? SoundCloud Orchestra's next single, which will be out on Warner Brothers. Yes, indeed, Stan and Reg, the Warner Brothers, are screwing SoundCloud. Yes, indeed, it's official. All right, and they swallow, and they swallow. Unfortunately, PWL are full of shit. Yeah, you can tell them in a bad mood tonight, can't you? Apparently they believe if you don't make a video, don't tell anyone about the release, and pretend that the people on your label are from England, then it'll be a hit. Less said about that, the better. is a white label currently doing the rounds on Warner Brothers through Red Records, the SoundCloud remixes of Una. Now, who's Una? Well, if you've seen her posters, I don't think you're going to care who she is. I mean, she's just nice to look at. Yeah. Mix number one on white label on Warner Brothers. This is the Red Records half hour. Grab break with show. We got the flu. We sick. We pissed off, G. Donna, Selene, Jay, David, Eddie, Landy, Damo, Declan, and Pilo in Rush. Officially SoundCloud tagged. Fantastic on the radio once again. Once again. What did you think of the Brit last week? Was he any good? He bloody well better. Was he good? Was he? He was. Ooh. He shall keep his knees. Excellent. Right then, we've been accused of being lamers this week. People have said we've sold out. We are commercial. SoundCloud are no longer cool. Well, do I say bollocks? I'm going to play you something now we did this week. We're still working on it. We might leave it at this. But I hope you got your tapes running because this won't be out for about 3 months. This is going to be the SoundCloud farewell single because we are actually breaking up after Fela. We've had enough of this shit. So the rumours are true. And if you go to the SFX gig, you will not be seeing the little baby on the cover, sacrificed to the devil, now on the flyer. You see the baby on the flyer? That is not Mark Cavanagh's new baby, right? Firstly. And secondly, it will not be sacrificed. This is called My Life in Africa, mix number one. We'll be right back. There it is. It's called My Life in Africa at the moment. That's one of the mixes. That's probably going to be on the final EP from SoundCloud. And isn't it really weird? This is on Red Records from Cork Fishkatech. Full report later on the Cork vibe last weekend. If you didn't go, you stupid idiot. You missed the best gig in a long time. Hi to Mandy, Debbie and Elaine in Blanchardstown. Stephen in Clondalkin says, will you ring in, please, and get his phone number? And I don't want anyone else doing that, please. I'm not giving out any more phone number. Wasted time. Paula and Kenneth, Vivian and Davey, listening in the Grove. And also hi to Jenny, Adele and Shelley and Sarah listening there too. Peace to the Ravers in Kilcock. Looking for some SoundCloud. Kick. Yeah, right. Who else is this now? Jesus, hello to the lads in Blakestown, I believe. Hello to Daniel and Booley and Tinny, the three Walshies, Keith, Gary, Damien and the two Decos. There's a lot of tags. Now listen, let me explain. I'm fed up saying this. If you want to hear a tune, listen to another radio station. You can ring up and I'll tag you, I will say hello to you, and that's all you're getting. No more bloody tunes. Jesus. Atlantic Ocean. Hello. Full buzz chart at the top of the hour-ish. And we have one more SoundCloud angle to come. One more exclusive play. Happy memories of last weekend. The DJ All Weekender. Now, apparently there might be another one happening and it'll be clashing with Fela. As I cough my guts up. Excuse me. Yes, indeed. Everyone who's everyone in Cork, plus a load of people that didn't know they were anybody, all turned up for two nights and rocked the house in four or five different venues. I wasn't quite sure because I lost count after about two. Highlights of the evening, definitely Mark Cavanaugh. He stole the show. He was frickety fresh. Johnny Moy was God. No shit, there were pants filling with crap all over the dance floor the minute he stepped up. He was so fresh. And John of Pleased Women wore a beautiful sequin number off the shoulder. Sexy little blonde wig and some lovely high heels. They were patent leather and I thought they were, you know, it wasn't wearing Docs, which is a pity. But unfortunately, on the second night, everyone was trying to be extremely pretentious and cool, and they all blew it. John Pleased Women just played all the hits all the time, and he was absolutely shit hot. Well, goes to show, you know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with a few hits and jumping around and stuff. I want to tag Hooper and Seamus. All the Bulson ravers. This is Fresh. He's on that fabulously cool Dragonfly label. Watch out for Total Eclipse. And this is the Aliens EP. Now this kicks. just so frickety fresh on this breakfast show, we haven't even been made yet. Our ingredients are all over the floor, nobody has mixed us up, and we are definitely at least 15 feet away from the oven. We are fresh, G. Sandcar Breakfast Show coming to you from Sunset Radio, blah, 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 blah. We've had 2 weeks off, we're back, and we sort of have the flu still, and we're still got a hangover from last weekend, not even this weekend. This weekend's hangover has been cancelled. Last weekend's was good. You seen Billy Scurry recently? I feel like he looks. All right. Yeah, I say we had one more exclusive. We do. One more track that SoundCloud have been working on recently to shut up those eejits who claim that we're commercial and we've sold out and we're crap now. So if you didn't get the other ones on tape, which I sort of didn't really mention there, we'll do this one in about 16 minutes. The track itself is 43 minutes long. And we're going to play 11 minutes of it, hopefully, and then we'll go into the buzz chart. This is on White Label, entitled MIDI 2. That's MIDI number 2. I feel so much better now. Noticing how a nice little happy jumper can get you, you know, sort of smiling and shit. It's really like, you know. Been asked to comment on the gig, I think it was last night or the night before or whenever it was, in the Furnace. Furnace, which is behind the Virgin Megastore and is very nice. It sort of looks like a cross between the pod and the kitchen inside. The bouncers are all very smart. The sound system is great. DJs are all lunatics. The sounds are very eclectic. They don't actually know what they're meant to be playing yet, so they're sort of throwing on any old crap and hoping for the best. And the crowd is absolutely tiny now. I mean, really small. There's only like 100 people going there. It can hold about 700. Rumors that it's the new Olympic are at the Jacks, I'm afraid. Bouncers are a bit too snotty for my liking. But, we had fun. Secret gig it was. A few people were there. We played some interesting stuff. And we left immediately, put it that way. I've been accused of playing no hardcore and no hard crap. So on Reinforces is Nookie and the Return of Nookie on Black Label. Okay. My roots lie in that kind of stuff on Reinforced Records, Nookie and the Return of Nookie. That's one of a four-track EP. Gonna keep it noisy and hard on After Dark Recordings. This is Genetic Engineers on Yellow Label. Check this. This is all night, especially for the crystal heads, wherever you are. And you can get your tapes ready, an exclusive 11 minutes in the company of SoundCrowd in the studio. Reckless. We have a demo we did during the week. And believe me, we were on medication. when I say the official voice of dance music in Ireland, I don't mean my voice. I mean free radio. Yes, man. It's been great, actually. I've been away for about 2 weeks, right? And I haven't been doing much listening to the radio, but I've heard the rumours, because people are ringing me up and telling me, oh, everyone's saying that Sunset's crap and Mega FM is going to be the new one, and Blah Blah has a new transmitter in his bedroom and he's got two decks. And... well, I'm not impressed, okay? Because I've been listening to you and you're all playing shite. You might be playing it well, but you're playing rubbish, okay? You're playing rubbish, real trash. No new stuff. You're saying the same things. You're saying hello to Mary, who loves David, who loves Mickey, who loves... I mean, get a life, people. Come on. For all of you, here's something from the future, okay? A demo tape. This is what we did during the week in the Sound Crowd Sanctum. This is No Name, this track. Just listen. Buzzshot is next. Absolutely no name, that one. A demo that SoundCloud are working on at the moment. That's about 10 minutes of it. There's another 30 minutes of it, which is just drums and stuff. So I suppose we could leave it play for 30 minutes and be really cool. But these are sort of the bits where there's bits yet to be put in, you see. And while I have your attention and you're taping this, because you ain't never going to hear it again, let me remind you, Johnny Moy and the Cyborgs from Hell released their records on the 20th of this month. And the boys from Cork, young Shane and young Craig and young Dave and Mick and Ted and their cousin and their parrot, and of course Greg D, their single's out the 27th. Dub Function All-Stars, including the bootleg mix of Sixth Season, which everyone is pretending doesn't exist, is out on July the 4th. And The Shining Path, 12-inch and remixes on Warner Brothers. Well, actually, the 12-inch is out on July the 11th and the Warner Brothers mixes aren't out for a while. So, the less said about that, the better. Hey. Right, we're going into the buzz chart right now, and we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... Oh, there's 20 in the buzz chart this week. That means there's a whole top 20. Frickety fresh. At 20, anchoring us, Supernature. Yeah, right. At 19, Yellow. Yeah, right. And at 18, on the very cool and silver-sleeved Reload label, this is Felix the House Cat, sounding extremely jumpy up and down and trendy. Anchoring us at next weekend's buzz chart at 18. We'll be right back. Reload Records. What can I say about Reload Records? Except that they have got those sort of matte silver sleeves. The ones when you run your finger along them, they sort of smudge. I believe they have another record in the Buzz Chart this, next weekend. Oh dear. But that comes from Felix the House Cat. And it's a fresh name and it's a bassy tune. It's 18 next weekend. Extremely dodgy handwritten label doing the rounds at the moment. The Toad Songs EP, the band, they're spassed. And this is 17 in next weekend's Buzz Chart.
Listen, it's getting closer. Hide the Rizla. We'll be right back.
Now you hear that, right? You hear that. Spacid, S-P-A-C-I-D, Spacid. Yes, yes. 17 in next weekend's Buzz Chart. The Toad Songs EP in. Good jeez. Oh, yeah. I want to tag Emmett and Ashbourne in County Meath. Hello, Emmett. How's County Meath this evening? You never told us. Sinead and Kieran, Darren Emer, and Amy as well in Ballyroan. How you doing? Jesus. Still got my nose full of snot still because of this flu. It's not to apologise. 16 in next weekend's Buzz Chart, a new breed of trance. Technotica. On import from somewhere very far away. Because it's in one of those plastic sleeve things. And it's a shit hot tune. Check this. Well, actually, it isn't really shit hot, but it's got that something, you know what I mean? Like, that something. We'll be right back. tune sneaking into the Buzz chart over the last while, and I think it's going to be part of the course. Which have nothing in them, like that's a great beat with a bit of and apparently is appearing underneath some of the best tunes that are currently going around to jazz them up a bit. Clever DJs following the path of young Mr. Moy, doing some creative mixing instead of, oh, quick, get the record synced up and I'll bring it in slowly and I don't know, do a bit of this. And then that is being used creatively, people, I'm telling you. And it's called Technotica. At 15 in next weekend's Buzz Chart, another tune on the Reload label, and you've got to check this. It's really nice. It's really fast. And it's Parasis, playing very specially for young Jason, the Muppet D, who we all have to be very nice to because he lives in Abbey Discs. I didn't mean that, Jason. You're not such a dipshit after all. You know, we really like you. We love you. Keep telling everyone how great we are. The check's in the post.